those of us who don't know, Lizzie is the founder. She created this 3 years ago. We are so lucky to have her here today.
Hi there, folks. I'm Lizzie Jarrett, and let's see, I'm an actress and producer here in the city. And I guess I would identify the most with my Italian-American background.
I kind of want to ask, what led you to the founding of She Creates?
Well, I would say that it kind of happened around the 2016 Me Too movement. I felt like I was deeply affected by what was happening around me and in the arts community, entertainment community, in terms of people telling their stories, mm-hmm. I think, for the first time. And then everyone else started telling their stories, like even in different circles of life. And then I had kind of realized my own stories and just kind of how sad we all are, mm-hmm. and how it's been such a rough sort of process having to like dig into these feelings and sort of uncover these stories. Mm-hmm. And I think what I was hungering for was a celebration of the experiences that we face as women, but also different marginalized communities. So I wanted to really bring people together with this event and celebrate what makes us different, what makes us unique, and what makes and sort of sharing our stories, mm-hmm. for the first time in a safe environment, a welcoming environment. And through makeshift, I thought that was a great way of, facilitating this event, because mm-hmm. we're all about being open to new voices and really just, it's all about the artists. Mm-hmm. It's not about the end product. It's just how they feel and getting to share something with the community at large.
Lizzie, if you could just give a quick description of Makeshift and what the organization is and how that works a little bit.
Makeshift is a community here in NYC that is focused on the journey from muse to making. And that can be not just in art, but anything creative, to be honest. And it's a community just for creative people to explore what they're interested in, mm-hmm. where that muse or the inspiration leads you. We have a monthly event called Working Titles, which started it all. And that's a great event for artists. If you're an artist out there, definitely check out, this is makeshift.org, and check out Working Titles if you're looking to share your creative work. And we do sort of a process of sharing and also being able to have some feedback, but in a very welcoming, supportive environment, knowing that the creative process is so fragile and so special, and it's not about tearing someone down, it's about supporting each other and getting even more inspired by mm-hmm. what other people are doing. So that's a little bit about Makeshift, but of course we have bigger events, not just the monthly Working Titles. We have Spotlight Series, which is sort of the next phase of the creative process. And then we have Shop Productions, which is sort of the finalized process of the more produced version of your creative process. And then She Creates its own category now, its own annual event. So I've been very pleased to be a part of like such a welcoming community for creative people.
Lizzie, how do you feel, kind of watching all of this unfold and seeing, different kinds of artists comment on each other's work and seeing the work that comes up and seeing how, everyone's so supportive of each other? How is that, how's that been for you?
I think it's very exciting to see, women and gender queer folks empowering each other.
Yeah.
And sort of, and exactly what you said, the yes, mm-hmm. the yes and, sort of the that is what's most exciting to me when I see, I get to see that more hands-on this year, seeing you all work like in the same room. And obviously we've been checking in with y'all too, so we see it already too, but seeing it in person as well is such a, seeing that muse to making is.
And the process in between.
Oof. Yeah. And this, you know, struggle too is a real thing. Also, something that is so gratifying for me is that I know, as being an artistic person myself, that when you start saying like no to yourself or no to other people, like what that can, it can just be such a journey to like get out of that mindset and to say, yes, okay, what did I like? What did I learn? You know, and kind of approaching everything from this positive place of you are enough, you have enough.
Yes.
And, you know, then how can I be pushed further when other people are involved? And
absolutely.
What can they add to the mix, the pot? And that is the most exciting thing for me.
What do you hope people will take away from this iteration of She Creates?
I hope that they come away with a new understanding of some of these legends, myths, or ideologies. And I hope that they step out of their comfort zone almost, but then also be pleased by what they find, you know, because it is such a, like a, I don't know, it's some different splashes of different kinds of art, different, you know, different colors, different mediums, different, it's just, sometimes I think we can get in a, we can get a little bourgeois about the way we think about art and how it should be presented, but I really want to be breaking down some of these barriers of, who's allowed to tell these stories and how they should be told, et cetera, et cetera. Break that down and say, no, actually, we're all going to tell it together and in a, also in our own unique way. And these stories that maybe you haven't heard before, but that are universal.
Absolutely. I mean, it's all...
I'm already finding that, like, with everybody's work.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, just because it's a legend from Korea, you know, doesn't mean that you can't identify with the story. That's what stories are for. So...
This year, we will be featuring new works by Amara Brady, Arushi Agni, Malaya Saul, Uma Paranjpe, Tyler Thomas, Katie Rose Nunziato, Jan Rosenberg, Erica Lin, Jessica Lau, Serafina Ha, Milena Pennycook, and Isabella Uzcategui.